AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis is in Philadelphia after a long day in New York. After speaking to the UN and a spin through Central Park, Francis presided over Mass at Madison Square Garden last night.
Pope Francis again called for the world to recognize those among us he considers some of the most fragile, migrants and immigrants. He told the 18,000 gathered for the Mass that one special quality of God's people is to see and contemplate even in moments of darkness, and God is always there.
He frees us from anonymity, from a life of emptiness and selfishness.
Before Mass, the Pope rode around the garden in a golf cart greeting some of the people there. Julie Walker, New York.
This weekend's visit is focused on ordinary Catholics and the family, with the highlights being tonight's Festival of the Family and his Mass tomorrow night that could attract more than a million people to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Conservative Republicans are celebrating John Boehner's decision to resign as Speaker of the House and leave Congress by the end of next month. Jackie Quinn tells us more.
The annual Value Voters Forum was taking place when word came that Speaker Boehner was stepping down.
Speaker Boehner announced that he will be resigning.
Yeah!
Florida Senator Marco Rubio running for president says this is the change he's been calling for.
The time has come to turn the page.
Texas Senator and presidential candidate Ted Cruz.
If conservatives unite, we win.
Conservatives have been expressing frustration with GOP congressional leaders on issues like health care, the Iran nuclear deal, and defunding Planned Parenthood. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Presidents of Iran and China will address a special summit today at the UN General Assembly. President Obama will speak there tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration has set aside $300 million as part of the effort to drastically reduce HIV infections in girls and young women in 10 sub-Saharan African nations. The goal is to reduce the infections by 25% by the end of next year, 40% by the end of 2017. Baseball's new commissioner promises to rule by the end of the year on Pete Rose's bid to be reinstated. Here's our Jack Briggs.
Pete Rose agreed to a lifetime ban in 1989 after an investigation concluded that he bet on games involving his team. In 1997, he applied for reinstatement, and in 2002, he met with then-Commissioner Bud Selig, who never ruled on the application. Now comes word that Rose and his representatives have met with new commissioner Rob Manfred. In a statement, Major League Baseball says the commissioner will issue a decision by the end of December. The MLB statement says the career hits leader met with Manfred on Thursday at baseball headquarters. This is Jack Briggs.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.